now, The Bill Henry Show with Bill Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Bill Henry.
Doug Danger's at the airport. Where are you off to, Doug?
Phil, I'm going back to New York to cover the Ted Koppel story, which is broke pretty dramatically today. So we're going back to talk to the network back there, talk to Ted Koppel to find out what his intentions are.
Ted Koppel retiring from Nightline after a long time. Now, I want to ask you about the four-part article that you'll be writing in this Sunday's Orange County Courier. It's called Someone's Gotta Say Something, and it's about prom night and kids in limousines.
Phil, this is something that's been germinating in my mind. I talked to you 2 years ago about prom night. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'm an openly gay man and a gay journalist. I found this to be a very interesting topic to talk with young people who are riding around in limousines on prom night. 2 years ago, I mentioned to you and I mentioned to your audience, at that time your audience didn't seem to grasp it, and I'm hoping this time around they might get a better handle on it. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, to come up against people who don't quite see the world as clearly, probably as I would, or as a gay man and a gay journalist would. But 2 years ago, I spoke with young people who were riding in limousines, and I was very forceful and I was upfront when I said to them, limousines are for celebrities. Limousines are for people of means. Limousines are for people who represent a certain status in life that we're all trying to achieve. And for high school students to be riding around in a limousine, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I told them, it was not acceptable, and it was at that time that I told the kids to get out of the limousines and call a cab. Now,
I know your thinking has morphed. You can't tell somebody to get out of a limousine.
Well, my thinking has morphed a little bit more clearly, I think, now. And that is, the truth of the matter is this. We say we don't want young people to drink and drive. We say we don't want young people, in fact, under the age of 18, using alcohol. But, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I've got to inform the parents of America tonight that when you rent a limousine for your young people, you're encouraging them to use drugs and alcohol. And I'm sure they probably know that.
Now, wait a second. You're encouraging them to use drugs and alcohol.
Well, you're not. First of all, what you're saying is this. We've sent a message to young people. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and it's something that since I came out in October, I've had to deal with all kinds of discrimination. You get a thick skin. And I'm saying it straight, that we have a message in our society that says, get a designated driver. A person under the age of 18 who mommy and daddy have just rented a limousine for prom night, the message is very clear. Go down to a liquor store and get yourself a tall sixer. A sixer of tall boys. Not just...
Wait. They want their kids in limousines. I don't know. It's a special thing?
Look at that special thing. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Let me tell you something about this special thing. The only thing that parents are doing for their kids when they rent them a limousine on prom night, number one, they are encouraging them to engage in drug, alcohol abuse, and possibly sex. Number two, they're letting kids think that they're some kind of a movie star. Now, what that does for society at large is it sends into the world, after they leave home, a group of young people who feel entitled. They feel like they're going to be riding in limousines everywhere they go, and the next thing you know, they're not working as hard as they should, and you've got a very unproductive generation of people. I think it starts with the small things like that, Phil. And so my article...
Tell me what somebody's got to say something. And when you say somebody's got to say something, the title of the article is you're basically saying someone's got to say to these kids... You're not a big shot or a movie star.
Someone's got to say to the kids, because you're renting a limousine for your prom night, don't even ever try to make the mistake that you're some kind of a movie star. That's number one. And then someone's got to say something to the parents, which is, rent your kids a limousine for their prom night, and you have just said to them, as soon as you get out of sight of the house, stop at the nearest liquor store and get yourself a fifth of turkey.
You really think that...
That's the unconscious message.
Because that's not a conscious message.
No, that is the That is what is called the tacit, as we say in journalism, the tacit message. No, the parents are not saying that, of course. But they're saying it in so many words.
And I noticed you said you hooked into the whole designated driver thing.
That's right, because we see, I'm a gay man in a gay, let me tell you something, I'm gay. And I've had to put up with a lot since I came out. And so you get a thick skin. So I understand people don't like to hear these things. But when you send the message, hi, we have designated drivers, what's that? Someone who drives when you're drunk? The kids say, we're in a limousine, nothing's going to hurt us. The driver is going to take us wherever we tell him to, and we can be back here drinking, and who's going to know?
Most limousine services will pull the car over and call the parents of the kids if they find out that there is alcohol being used in the car.
Yeah, but these guys don't know. They don't know. The kids will hide the alcohol, and they'll chewing gum and breath mints, and they can hide it anywhere. They hide the liquor anywhere. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I've been wanting to write this article for a long time, and it's coming out this Sunday in the Courier.
All right, Doug Danger is with us. The number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Prom nights are all around us now. They're going to be happening from now until, the end of May or something. And Doug is talking about renting a limousine for your kids for prom night. It's basically telling them that they may drink and they may use drugs. You even said sex.
Oh, that's true, because you've only got two kids in the back of a limousine. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm going to tell it straight. That's basically telling the kids, there's only two of you in this limousine tonight. Go ahead and get your clothes off as soon as the car turns the corner. Start stripping them off.
Well, that's not what it's saying.
No, I'm not saying, Phil, again, this is a tacit message. It's the irresponsibility of parents today, letting their kids think they can drink and letting their kids think they're some kind of a big-shot movie star.
Let's talk about that, and our number again, 1-800-449-8686. So the kid takes a limousine for the night. He goes or she goes with her friends, and they go to the prom. It's exciting. It's glamorous.
Well, it's all of those things, and if it was just that, that would be fine. But, Phil, we are raising a generation of American kids now who don't think it's a big... They think it's expected they get to have a limousine on prom night. And you should see them. I go to... for this article, I went over to the old Sheraton Pasadena. What's it called?
Ritz-Carlton.
The Ritz-Carlton over in Pasadena. I've been down to the Four Seasons. I've been to a lot of different hotels that hosted prom functions. And I see these girls get out of the limousines. Now, these are 16, 17-year-old girls who are dressed in... I'll tell you, they look like adult women. The guys get out of the car with their shoe-shined hair, and it's a little bit of a stupid look on their face. Like they're overwhelmed by the beauty of these girls. And they all act like they just came out of an American Idol competition. And that the network said, here's your limo, now let's go out and pretend you're a big shot. I can tell
you... You're not a big fan of that show, are you?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I go either way on American Idol. But here's the thing about all these kids. They think they're all that. They're hanging out of the sunroof with their shades on while driving down Melrose. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I have covered the entertainment business. And when I see some kid's head poke through the sunroof of a limousine, I swear, Phil, there are times I'll look around to the floor of my car for an empty bottle, and it's like I want to just chuck it right at the kid's head. And, of course, I resist the temptation.
So it's an angering thing for you. Does it anger you?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Does it anger you because you've been involved in the entertainment business for so long?
Because I'm a journalist, Phil. And as a journalist, over the last 20 years, I've seen it all as a gay man and a gay journalist. I have seen kids kill themselves through drinking and driving. I've seen kids, teenage pregnancies. I've covered the entertainment beat. I have to put up with what parents put out into the world. Because as a gay man and a gay journalist, a lot of these kids want to come down and gay bash. And you don't want to hurt these kids. They're young people. They come down to West Hollywood or wherever it is you may be having lunch, and they think they're going to get into the face of a gay guy. And I tell you, if they get into my face, there's going to be a parent out there who's minus one kid. Now,
all right, okay, I understand.
No, I'm telling you straight.
No, I understand that, and I certainly wouldn't ask any gay person to put up with any kind of bashing. I just don't want to get into that. But you're saying that the idea of young people in limousines makes them think they're some kind...
Well, like I said, they think they're all that.
Yeah, you said they're hanging out of the sun. Well, you say they think they're movie stars.
Well, a lot of these kids today live in the world of fantasy because of the film industry, because of the television industry, because of shows like American Idol that send the message fame is instantaneous. And if you can't be on American Idol, for most American teenagers, the next best thing is having their daddy open up his wallet, call up some limousine service, and they're a dime a dozen now, rent some stretch, have his daughter and her 15 friends cram into the thing. Somebody's bound to have a bottle. And the next thing you know, clothes are coming off, and you've got a very serious situation there.
Doug Danger with us here on the Phil Hendry Show, talking about an article he's written for the Orange County Courier called Somebody's Gotta Say Something, and it's about young people renting limousines. Actually, the parents who rent those limousines are basically encouraging drinking, because you say, why not drink? They're not having to drive.
Absolutely.
And just the other thing is that you believe the parents who rent these limousines for their kids at prom night are basically giving them the message, you're some kind of a movie star.
Yeah, the parents are saying to the kids, aren't you just the little entitled one, and here's your limousine. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I got to live with looking at that down on Melrose. And I can tell you, it's...
You said to me, if you look around on the floor to chuck a bottle...
If you see some kid's head poke out of a sunroof, he's got the shoe-shined hair, he's got on shades. And I can tell you, Phil, this is kind of funny. There was a time in my life when I had a... I like Yoo-Hoo. You know that chocolate drink?
Yeah.
And I would drink this stuff. I must have had a sugar addiction or something. It's got caffeine in it. I'd have 5 or 6 Yoo-Hoo bottles on the floor of my Volkswagen. And there was one night last year, I saw a group of kids going down Melrose. One kid popped his head out. He had shoe-shined hair. He had on shades. And he did that whole, woo, you know how the kids yell?
Yeah.
And I remember instinctively going for one of these bottles. And I looked down at the Yoo-Hoo label, and I just said, I forget it. I threw it back.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger talking to us about the safety of kids on prom night. Renting them a limousine, isn't that basically telling them, go ahead and drink? Because what they're doing is they're safe. They're in a car that's driven by somebody else. They're not driving. Why not have a couple of pops? They're going to and from the prom. And the other thing is that it makes the kids think they're some kind of a, quote, movie star, end quote, to put it in Doug's words. We'll be back with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. His article's called Somebody's Gotta Say Something About Kids Thinking They're Movie Stars Riding Around in Limousines for Prom Night. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Grand Theft Auto. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger, writer for the Orange County Courier, joins us on an article he's doing entitled Someone's Gotta Say Something. It's about kids who are rented limousines for prom night. They're basically being told they can drink, they can have sex, and it also encourages kids to think they're some kind of movie stars. Now, 2 years ago when you were on our show, you said you were coming up to kids at that time who were in limousines on prom night. And saying to them, you know what, you're not, limousines are for celebrities.
That's correct. So, well, I would go up to kids and say, basically, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And, of course, when you say that, the average teenager today gives you this look like he thinks you're some kind of a freak. And so there was more than one occasion I'd go up to a young man who's getting out of a limousine with his date, and I'd say, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and just because you're in a limousine doesn't mean you're some kind of a big shot. These are mostly for celebrities. And the kid kind of rolls his eyes like he's saying, oh, look at this, some queer, right? And I grabbed the kid by the coat and just pushed him up against the car, and I said, let's get something straight right now. I'm going to tell you how I feel, and you're not going to be rolling your eyes like, you're rolling your eyes at some big, tall queer. And so, you know, I get that straight between the kids, and we have a very pleasant conversation.
But beyond you muscling these kids, Doug...
I'm not muscling them.
Well, it sounds like you are.
That's not what it is. What I'm trying to say is, look, I'm gay, and I've been in the entertainment business a long time, and if you see these kids with these limousines hanging out the sunroof, walking out of the limo with shades on, it's 10 o'clock at night, what, a kid all of a sudden thinks he's who? Thinks he's Lindsay Lohan's date for the night? Thinks he's, you know, Rob Lowe just out of rehab? I mean, what are we talking about? So I basically say to the kid, and to the parents, so you've been drinking in there, and you think you're a movie star. Jesus.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Jeff?
Yeah, what's going on?
Go ahead.
Your name's Doug?
Yeah.
Doug, I just I don't really get your analogy here, Doug.
These kids are in a limousine. They think they're walking down a red carpet at the Academy Awards.
That's not true.
And they're in Gone with the Wind or something like that.
I mean, are you jealous a little bit? You didn't have one?
I'm not jealous. I'm saying any kid in a limousine who isn't having to drive a car is going to think he's allowed to go and get himself a bottle of Old Granddad.
Well, no, I doubt. How about a kid that works at a local grocery store all year long, doesn't own a car, needs a way to get to the prom? Okay,
he's worked.
Okay, he goes to school, he works, and he wants to take his date dinner.
Well, you're not telling me he's getting this limo with his own money.
Why not?
Because
I've seen it done.
That's not happening.
Listen, first of all, I'm calling from the East Coast.
Okay,
all right?
you've heard of a taxi cab. You're from the East Coast, and you know what a taxi cab is.
Come on.
Take a cab.
I mean,
take a cab.
Kid wants to do it. It's the prom, man.
Yeah, and the prom is when she dresses up in a nice day. You ought to see some of these girls.
I went to the prom, dude.
I don't know if you're around young people, but these kids.
I'm an educator. I deal with it every single day of my life. I mean,
You're an educator?
Yes, I am.
Where?
And I don't see anything wrong with it. Excuse me?
Well, I mean, you sound a little rough around the edges.
With them? Sir, what I mean is this. Kids are going to be kids. This didn't start happening now.
This has
been going on for generations.
Well, not renting limousines, it hasn't. I mean, there was a time when kids took either their folks' car, their own car, or this or that.
Yeah, and then they were drinking and they were getting into wrecks, so they say we might as well take a limo.
Well, you're gonna
have to do better than that.
I don't think that's why
they're taking a limo, man. And just because some kid's having a good time, and I'm not saying drinking, I'm not promoting sex, I'm not promoting drugs.
When you look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right?
What's that have to do? You keep saying that. That's pointless. Who cares what you are?
Well, sir, you gotta deal with your own homophobia, okay?
I have family that are homosexual.
Have you got homosexuals in your family?
Homosexuals do not bother me.
Well, then why are you all homophobic about me?
I'm not homophobic. You keep saying you're
homo. I'm gay.
And what does that have to do with that?
Let me ask you, I'll listen. You know that I'm gay, right?
Okay, because you said it 100 times.
All right, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. As such, I came out in October and found out just how much discrimination there is. So I got pretty thick skin. And it takes a lot to get something by me. And I've got to deal with these brats on Melrose, because I live down in West Hollywood. And they stick their heads out of the sunroof. They got the shades on with the shoe-shined hair, like they're Ryan... See, most of these young men want to be Ryan Seacrest.
Well, listen, sir, I think you have some serious insecurity. If an 18-year-old kid is getting to you, if you're strong enough with who you are... And what these kids are doing should not bother you.
But see, it's the business I'm in, Jeff. I'm an entertainment writer. I've been around real movie stars. I've talked to the Jeff Bridges. I've talked to the Meryl Streeps and the Joan Allens. I've talked to the greats. And here
Good
comes
for you.
Some kid.
And you're going to let an 18-year-old kid in a limo bother you?
Well, some kid with a rubber Ryan Seacrest mask on, and he's got his girlfriend.
So what? They're having fun.
I'm trying to remind them of their station in life, Jeff. You understand what I mean by that? Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That reminds me of who I am.
There's nothing wrong with a kid wanting to do something nice, okay?
No.
Out in L.A., I'm sure you see, their parents probably have a lot more money. I work in an inner-city school district. The kids that I deal with, you want to know what? The parents that are bad parents, they're doing drugs and alcohol with their kids.
Right, and so give them a limo and let them take their parents out and have them do drugs and alcohol in a limo.
Holy Christ.
All right.
I'm not doing it in a limo.
Jeff.
I just don't agree with you, Doug.
Good call, Jeff.
I see where you're going with it, man. I really do, but I think it's a terrible analogy.
Well, I just think, some kid out there trying to look like he's, surfing champion. I want to fling a Coke bottle at him.
And
all right.
You want to know what? I think you really need help.
Jeff, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. I probably don't have time to take a decent call, but we will get back to your phone calls. Doug, I want to ask you, this man made a very good point. Is there some level of jealousy?
Oh, Phil, come on. You've known me long enough. I've been in this town a long time. It's not about living in Hollywood. It's about living in America. It's not about living in Melrose or West Hollywood. It's about living in America, and it's about living in a time. Look, I'm gay, and as a gay man and as gay...
You keep bringing that up.
What's the problem with me bringing it up?
Well, but you're gay, so you're gay.
Well, like I said, Phil, you can say you're not homophobic, but boy, you hate fags, don't you?
No, I do not.
Well, then I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And when I see a kid in a limousine that a movie star should be in, there is an automatic instinct to want to throw something at him, a bottle or a rock. The other thing is, and this is more important.
Well, that's insane.
Well, the other thing's more important, though, is that when you put your kid in a limousine for the night, what you basically said to the kid is, see, you don't have to drive. Go ahead and get the clothes off. And I think that's wrong.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Back with Doug Danger on renting a limo for your kid on prom night. It's the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, FUBAR. The Phil Henry Show is back.
There was a meeting between Doug Danger, my guest this evening, and three owners of the major limousine companies in Southern California. And at that time, you encouraged them to provide condom dispensers in all of their limousines.
That is correct, yeah. And I'll tell you why, Phil. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I write a lot about the entertainment business. I happen to know that when movie stars rent limousines, there is, and I hate to say this, a fair amount of sex that occurs in the back of a limousine. It comes with the territory of being a movie star and a TV celebrity. I can tell you the young lady who won the American Idol competition for the first time, I forget what her name was, Kelly Clarkson, the rumor was that she was off the stage and into the back of that limousine with four guys.
Well, you can't say that.
I'm saying that was the rumor. Now, I think it's irresponsible to rent limousines for kids on prom night. And then, here is what I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Here's the thing that really tightens my jaws. Here's my kid. Put him in the back of your limousine. Have a lot of fun cleaning the vomit out of the car when you drop the kids off. You know that these drivers have to clean their own limos.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. So what's he supposed to clean congealed vomit off of the leather seats with? That's what we're talking about.
Well, but you also said that limousines make the kids feel like they're movie stars or something, and hence they become lazy.
Yes, that too. Look at these kids. They're all dressing like they're, they all want to dress like they're Calista Flockhart or whoever. You know, that one girl who's like big time right now. I forget what her name is. Who's a big time singer right now?
I don't know. Britney Spears, all of those.
Yeah. They all want to look like her. Pisses me off.
1-800-449-8686. Paula, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Paula, go ahead.
Hi, I'm from Wichita, Kansas. I have a little bit of a problem as a straight married woman. I'm a little concerned because you keep saying you're a gay man, a gay journalist. Just be a journalist.
What's wrong with me saying I'm gay?
You keep repeating it like you're trying to reassure yourself.
Well, I mean, you're bothered by it, like you're trying to reassure yourself you're not homophobic, why would it bother you then?
No, I want you to get your point across about the article that you wrote.
I did.
But you keep adding these little tidbits.
Yeah, see, that tidbit distracts you from the point that I'm making because homophobia.
Because you are stalking these young children.
Isn't Kansas where that kid was beaten to death?
No, that was Wyoming.
There's a big difference.
Anyway, you are stalking these children and doing hate crimes against them by throwing them up against the car.
No, the hate crime is you being bothered by me saying that I'm home. Hate crime? I'm just telling the kid. You don't even know what a hate crime is, you dick.
Hey.
Yes, I do.
Watch out, okay, Doug?
Yes, I do.
She doesn't.
But I want to tell you.
If she knew what a hate crime was, it has to do with gender or orientation or race, not the fact that some kid is in a limousine.
No, it is a hate crime because he is straight, and he's in there with a girl, and he's not a fuck
stacker. I'm not bothered by the fact that he's straight.
No, you have a problem.
You're bothered by the fact that I'm gay.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you know how I know you're a homophobe? Because you're calling from Wichita, Kansas.
How does that have any...
My cousin is a lesbian.
You know that movie, Boys Don't Cry? That kid got shot in Kansas.
Who? What movie?
Boys Don't Cry, that little girl that thought she was a boy. walked around with a plastic penis?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, you ought to see that movie, because she went down to Kansas, and all because she had a cucumber in her slack, some guy stabbed her.
Well,
did you hear that lady? You thought it was funny, didn't you, Paula?
No, I didn't.
I heard you snickering.
But I want you to, I'm a little bit tired of entertainment
people,
gay. As you quote.
You hate that, don't you?
See,
hey, Paula,
Doug, I'm going to ask you to be quiet and let the lady talk. Let the lady talk. I'm going to ask you to be quiet.
Yeah, but she hates what I say. Hey, Paula, I'm gay. Yeah, it's really
good
bugging
for you.
You got to change. What, you got to change your girdle on that one?
All right, shut up. All right, hold on. Go ahead.
Anyway, what I was going to say was most of the kids that are going to high school here in Wichita are very, being gay or, you know, lesbian doesn't bother them. They could care less.
Presbyterian? What did you say, Presbyterian? What do you mean?
Lesbyterian.
What's lesbyterian?
Lesbians.
You mean that's like funny?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, that's funny in Kansas, huh?
Okay, you've turned around, and you're making...
800-449-8686. Let's go to Brenda. Hi, Brenda, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
I had a couple of comments, and I think that if we're going to focus on...
Phil, am I back on the air?
Yes, you're back on the air.
Well, thank you for dealing with that woman.
Well, I didn't think that you... Go ahead, Brenda, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. My comments are that rather than focus on limousines and children or kids being able to do things they didn't have any business, what are some of the positive things that they do? I don't believe that
about giving a kid a limousine. Nothing at all. You're encouraging illicit, disease-ridden sex. And you're encouraging them to pack their own small poor boys of old granddad into their tuxedos.
Okay, well, Doug, listen, I respectfully disagree with you, and I appreciate the opportunity to voice my opinion, and that is...
I have to ask you, have you been drinking?
Have I been drinking?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't drink.
Okay, good. That's a good answer.
Well, now let me ask the questions here, Doug.
I don't want to talk to some drunk poobah.
All right. Go ahead, Brenda.
No, I don't drink. I'm just concerned that what we're doing is we're boxing in a couple... In that case, if you want to use another analogy, parents that are single... should not leave their kids at home when they go to work because within the house could turn into something that's inappropriate.
That's absolute. Parents that are single shouldn't leave their kids at home. What are you talking about? Where are you from? Don't tell me you live down the street from that other lady I talked to.
Wait a minute. What has that got to do?
Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. All right, let me ask
Doug,
that. I'm gay.
Doug,
does that bother you?
Doug?
I'm gay. Are you bothered by that?
No, I'm not bothered by you.
Okay, I got to ask everybody to get to the point. So Brenda, you're saying what?
I'm saying basically that...
I'm not saying anything.
I am being respectful.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, and what I'm saying is that I don't believe that the focus on limousines or that you're gay and a journalist is indicative of the teenagers and the hard work and the things that they're doing today.
Do you have an empty cardboard Schlitz? Is there something that says Schlitz in your garbage?
What does that mean?
I don't drink, and I'm not showing you any disrespect.
No, I just
I'm not
have the right to ask.
If you've got colored condoms in that pocket.
Why would I have condoms? Why, because I'm gay?
You're gay and a journalist.
Okay, what's that got to do with condoms? Can I ask you this? Do you have anything in your garbage that says Olympia on it?
Will you come on?
Or PBR?
Brenda, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is the Doug Danger Show, and I'm
going to do it. It's my show.
Pardon me.
1-800-449-8686. Limousines and kids. When you rent a limousine for your kid on prom night... is it basically saying to them, go ahead and drink and pack a poor boy of old granddad in your tuxedo? Well, it's the same thing, I guess, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Relocating the edge and jumping over. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show
no,
is
they did
back.
Not.
Yes, they did. They dragged a gay kid behind a car in Wichita.
No, they did not. It was a black man in Texas. And the gay man who was beaten to death was in Wyoming.
Well, again, Phil, you seem to want to draw a distinction between these states. And
I will draw a distinction between these states. Yes, I will. You can't hang on Kansas what happened in Wyoming any more than you can hang on California what happens in Hawaii, Arizona, or Nevada.
Well, I think that you took the side of that lady from Wichita. And
I didn't take her side. She was being a smartass with a lesbertarian thing and whatever other cornball stuff. But people are making the point. You keep hammering the fact that you're gay.
You got a problem with that? See, the only reason, Phil...
What do you mean I got a problem with that? What, are you going to beat me up?
Look, the only reason why I pinned that kid against the car is I said, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Limousines are for movie stars. And you don't even look like you could pull cable at a taping of Bowling for Dollars. And the kid looks at me like, are you some kind of a freak? I know he's thinking fags, so I pinned him up against the car.
Well, you're scaring these kids, man, is what you're doing. All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier on prom night. Renting proms for kids, does it make them want to drink and have sex? Hello, Mario, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, so the one point I want to make is... He's gay, he's a gay journalist.
I am. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, yes, sir.
Okay. You know, so you should have more compassion for other people. Everybody has the same right. If you have the right to say that you're a gay man and a gay journalist, first of all, get your points and your facts together.
Well, wait a minute.
You're bringing people in. Okay, who is this actress?
Got to watch your language there, Mario. No S word.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem.
I'm sorry. Get your facts together
the guy
and bring
the
them forward.
Well, I'm bringing my fact. Number one, I'm gay. Okay? Now, these kids who get out there in a limousine that daddy rented for them, they're drinking, they're having sex, fathering children in these limos every year. Okay.
All right, but, you know, people could say the same thing about you. You're
who?
Gay.
What kid am I fathering?
And they could start attacking you for other facts as well, which
I'm
is
gay.
Totally
I'm gay.
Unfounded for.
I'm gay. I'm not going to father any kids.
But you're going to go have sex with everybody.
Figure
I'm thinking Harry.
What are you talking about, man? I'm talking about these young, underage, irresponsible kids who are being made to feel like
so
they're Clark freaking Gable.
To that point, and stop bringing the fact that you're gay and you're a gay journalist.
Oh, I get it.
Put that
now.
Aside altogether.
Okay, I get
let's
it now. You don't
about
like
the limousine.
You don't
let's
like
talk about these kids riding the limousines.
Yes.
And your point is that they're
don't
having
you
sex in the back of the limousines.
And not only that, they're making limo drivers clean congealed vomit off of leather seats.
Okay, if that happens, so what? They
so
pay
what?
For that limousine.
What if
they
you
pay for it?
What if you were the limo driver, and you've got to go back there and clean that limo at the end of the night, which all of them do, and you see just buckets of vomit?
Well,
what
you know what? It comes
hell?
To the territory. If it happens, it happens. Now, you're not going to tell me that just because they're kids, they're going to be doing that. That's what you're basically
I'm
saying. Just because they're teenagers,
I'm just
they're
telling
going to
you
be puking all over the limousine. That is not a fact.
What kid can hold his liquor? And you know these kids, what they do is they go out, they get a bottle of Southern Comfort and Hawaiian Punch. You know, they do, and they mix it together. Next thing you know, they're puking it through their nose. I mean, they are
You're assuming that everybody does that. You're assuming that...
Sir, why lead a kid into temptation? Here's your limousine. Get in. No adults around. Why don't you go ahead and have your Hawaiian punch and slow gin, and it'll be a fire hose of puke for your nose.
God! Oh, my God!
It irritates me because you just close-minded. You think that every teenager that gets in the back of a limousine
why
is going to drink
well,
and is going to have sex.
Why lead them into temptation? And what country are you from?
I'm from Colombia, but that has
okay,
nothing
that
to do
explains
with
why you don't
I
like.
Am.
That explains why you're homophobic.
He's not
homophobic. He hates. Yeah, look, and he's laughing at the queer.
You know, you're just too much, and
right.
You're very uneducated. You're not even making your point. I don't even know why I wasted my time talking to you, but
well,
good luck.
How educated does that make you?
Oh, look, Mario. Thanks for your call. Do we got a break? 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is with us. You rent a limousine for your kid, he mixes the slow gin with a Hawaiian punch, and it's a fire hose of puke through his nose. Man. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry. Drug addict.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Something else. What's this? Yeah, he's doing that.
What are you doing, Doug?
I don't know if you remember Jim Johnson. He's one of the riders of the Courier. I just saw a limousine full of kids. So Jim's got his car right here. Hey,
you get out of there.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm basically just telling him, you know, get out of there. Get out of that limo.
All right, let's go to Frank. Frank, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yeah, Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a question for Doug.
How you doing,
Doug? First of all, I'd like to ask him, what does his sexuality and his occupation have to do with the kids renting limousines?
Well, I'm a writer.
All right, well, you're a writer. You take stories.
And I'm writing a story about it.
Okay.
Didn't you get that? Well, I said that right off the top. Wait a minute, hold on a minute.
But you're talking about children being in limousines that don't belong there.
That's what I'm writing a story about. The story is called Someone's Gotta Say Something. It's about kids. Where you been, man?
Well, I'm right here listening to you.
Well, apparently
but
not.
Respectfully, without you disrespecting me and interrupting me,
well, I'm trying
hear
to set
what
you
I got
straight.
To say and
I'm
then
trying
reply
set you,
to
I'm
it.
Trying to set you straight on the, you know, what's going on in the world.
Well, I'm educated. I own a nationwide graphics company. I know what's going on in the world.
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
That has nothing to do with this issue. Your sexuality has nothing to do with this issue.
It does when I go up to one of these kids and I say, I'm gay. Why are you in that limousine? And the kid rolls his eyes at me like he hates fags.
Well, then he's irresponsible and immature.
Wait a minute, Doug. If you walk up to a guy and you say, I'm gay, ain't he going to roll his eyes?
Why?
It's a weird thing to say to a guy.
Boy, are you a homophobe.
How does that
Well,
make...
first of all, Doug, you're inappropriate for doing that to him.
No, I'm trying to let him know where I'm coming from. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. What, does that mean you think I'm coming on to you because I tell you I'm a gay man and a gay journalist? I'm trying to let you know that I'm gay, so I know what's going on.
Will you get off that horn?
If that child is responsible enough to go to school, finish his, get his education, for all you know, he might be the next president of the United
you're
States.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But if there's a fire hose of puke pouring out of nostril 3 because you and I rented him a limousine, may God have mercy on our souls.
Hey, kid, no,
the
limo.
The law needs to get involved. Find out where these underage people got the alcohol.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.